At 7:06, we have morning sunshine, 22 degrees now in Tulsa this morning. We're expecting a high today of 40. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, the competitors are as from far away as Zimbabwe and Japan in town to take part in the Bassmasters Classic at Grand Lake and in Tulsa. The locals are there as well. Jason Christie is a member of the Cherokee tribe, and he's being sponsored by the Cherokee Nation. Like many, his interest in fishing started when he was a kid.
And I just love the outdoors, whether it's fishing or deer hunting or anything outside, I love it. So it's just a combination of being outside and being able to make a living doing it.
The competition starts today. It runs through Sunday for the top pro bass anglers in the world. It's expected to pump $26 million into the Tulsa area economy. Officials from the Port of Catoosa give the State of the Port address and update the performance of the facility in 2012. Catherine Roberts was there.
The port has a backlog of around $100 million of deferred critical maintenance for which it's looking for federal funds. Chairman of the Port Authority David Page says despite that, there's growth at the port right now, and one main reason is crude oil.
Crude oil going to the Gulf was typically done through pipelines, and now those pipelines are at capacity. We're handling overflow.
He says the port set a new record for shipping totals in 2012. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Recently, Oklahoma City started drawing water from Lake Canton about 100 miles away. Oklahoma City is running out of water. Tulsa is not. What's the difference? Well, a new documentary from the State Impact Oklahoma team looks, in part, at the differences. This is Tulsa Water Director Clayton Edwards.
I would have to say it goes back to when our forefathers had the vision to develop the Spavinaw system in the early 20s. Back then, I think it was like a $7 million project. It was the largest public works project at that time.
You can hear Oklahoma's Troubled Water tonight at 8 o'clock on the Documentary of the Week here on KWGS. The Tulsa County District Attorney's Office files first-degree murder charges in last month's Fairmont Terrace killings. Brothers James and Cedric Poor were charged yesterday with four counts of first-degree murder. Both men are due in court later today. We have had another apartment incident with four people shot. This time, one person is dead. It happened last night at the Spartan Landing Apartments near Pine between Mingo and Memorial. The other three people shot are in the hospital this morning in serious condition. Tulsa Police Officer Wendell Franklin says they do have a suspect in custody.
Throughout this entire event, we were getting updates from various citizens advising us of where the suspect was.
Audio from KJRH Channel 2. The complex provides housing to students at the Spartan School of Aeronautics. A follow-up from earlier in the week, the Pardon and Parole Board is recommending release for Jimmy Dean Stoller. He was convicted in the 1982 crossbow murder in Tulsa. The governor still has to approve the release, and Stoller will have to complete a work release program and pass a psychological exam. Our weather forecast, sunny but cold today, a high of 40. Tonight it'll be clear and very cold again. We'll be down to 21 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, look for sunshine and 46. It will be much warmer on Sunday with a high of 60. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now, here at daybreak at 7:10, gorgeous blue skies, but only 22 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.